हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे.
That's more or less like taking notes, you know. She had this one devotee had asked Gurudev, when I talk to you in my mind or pray to you in my mind and heart, do you hear me? And he said yes. And she said, and when I can like hear you talking to me, is that you? And he said yes. He said, but when the disciple is begging for a prem bhakti, then it melts the guru's heart, and immediately he's there. He comes running. He can't control himself. But when we ask for other things, then just like a mother with a child, always loving the child, but thinks, well, maybe a little later. He's not so interested in this kind of approach.
Did he say he can't control himself?
No, probably not. But that's the idea. Yeah.
From whom Ramanujan took sannyas? From whom Ramanujan took sannyas? Jamunacharya? From whom he took sannyas? So Ramanujan want to take sannyas and want to preach about bhakti kal. But when he arrived there, before arrived there, his Gurudev passed away. So all his disciples, they
were taking him on a chariot.
Yes. Chariot means just like when his Guru passed away, they got in a chariot. Same way, they make chariot. And they are.
Palanquin.
Yes, palanquin. And they are going towards cremation ground, crematorium.
But why? He's a pure devotee. Why would they cremate him?
That means they'll give him samadhi.
Samadhi,
okay. Hey, dhagana khulaik jabhar. You will khulan alaka suki jabhar sab. ওটা ঢাকা দিয়ে তখন জল দিবে না. রামানুজাচার্য মিট হি মন্দা ওয়ে অ্যান্ড আস হোয়ার ইউ গোয়িং টু হুম ইউ আর টেকিং দে টোল্ড হি ইজ রামানুজাচার্য হি পাসড অ্যাওয়ে ফ্রম দ্য ওয়ার্ল্ড দেন দে আস্কড হিম টু স্টপ দেয়ার আই ওয়ান্ট টু সি দ্য গুরুদেব দেন দে টেক হিম ডাউন পুট হিম ডাউন অ্যান্ড হি টোল্ড আস হোয়াই হিজ থ্রি ফিঙ্গার্স ইজ ক্লোজ
Close. Yeah.
This is general rule. When anyone will take bath, then
take what?
Take bath from mother room.
Oh.
This is general rule. There
finger should close.
Close. And when someone passes, then finger will be open.
Oh.
For everyone. So seeing this, Ramanujan became surprised. Why this three finger is unnatural? It must be this way. They told nobody has seen this as before, and everyone becomes surprised. Then Acharya told, I shall take renounce order just now. Then one finger open. And I shall compose bhashya, commentary of Vedanta Sutra. Then another finger. And told, I shall preach all over India for bhakti cult and defeat Mayavad philosophy.
And distribute my book?
Everything and
yeah.
Then open the finger. Then Mahavajaya took sannyas there and then they took him to crematorium for giving samadhi. Here crematorium is not like Western country. They are going to put in samadhi. They are going.
Then he says that after that he went to the temple of Sri Rangam, and for 12 years he was serving Elder God Brother.
Yes, because Ramanujacharya has so many disciples. They are elder than Ramanujacharya. So he went there and served all God Brothers, someone 2 months, someone 3 months, someone 1 month, like this. And take blessings from them all.
Knowledge also?
Yes. That how they served Gurudev, what they learned from Gurudev, maybe all things. Then he became Acharya.
But if they were teaching him, why would they accept him as Acharya?
Ramanujacharya is so qualified, he wants to teach the whole world, that if you are so high, you must not be proud, you must be humble. To teach this, he acts this role.
Then she's also asking about Ananta Vasudev. And she's asking, How many, or was he talking about Srila Prabhupada or Ananda Bhaktadeva? He says, how many disciples did you have? About 100? And Gurudev says, you had so many, more than 1,000. Is he talking about Srila Prabhupada or Ananda Bhaktadeva?
How I can know
then
he, about
well, then he says, after his departure, a friction came and he had so many barristers. Who had so many barristers? Ananda Bhaktadeva, so that he could fight off his enemy?
I have to know all circumstances, otherwise how we can answer in the middle point.
Okay. There was a person named Ananta Vasudeva. He was very qualified, but he was charmed by a lady. So they all rejected him. They said he was upset, vantastic.
Yes.
So at that time he was very powerful. He had money and so many disciples, and then he began to torture them.
Yes. Torture them means torture the other disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur Prabhupada.
In what way?
They harassed him in any, so many ways.
He harassed them?
Ananda Vasudeva harassed the other devotees of Prabhupada. Yes.
Because they challenged him. Because they said he was a vanchasi.
Yes, because after sannyas, if he attacks a lady, then he is not qualified to be an acharya, be a guru. He is vanchasi.
So how did he harass them?
So because he had money, he had power, he had so many disciples. So he tortured them. That means other disciple of Prabhupada and his godbrother.
Isn't he tortured. What is the, in Hawaii he does? You know our godbrother in Hawaii? What's his name? Yeah, the one that's got disciples all over the Jagat Guru.
But how does he torture others?
Oh, he does. They do.
But well, what's an example?
Well, they
put Param Gurudev and others in jail.
Yeah.
One person, they are taking juice from dead tree. But he was uncared, he fell down from the tree and he expired. So taking this point, he makes inform police, they told this about 20-15%, they beat him and put him dead. Then police take them, or Paramudev and others, so many disciples of Prabhupada, put him in jail.
That's from Brahman Maharaj.
Right, he took them to Sharam and everything.
My Guru Maharaj was alone. No one is there. Go market, cook, cleaning, cooking pot. That time no gas, nothing, by wood. And used to go to lawyer and make an engagement for lawyer and used to go to them, make offering, get to Buddha Prasad, all service. 10% is it alone.
So in that context, when Gurudev says he had so many barristers, does that mean Ananta Vasudeva?
Yes.
And he used the barristers against?
Yes.
Okay. Then Brajan asked told me to ask you this to see if it's okay for publication.
Which one?
I'm going to read it to you. She's asking him.
Who?
Sati Rupa, my god sister.
Yes.
That Swamiji had so much. She said, I heard that Srila Bhakti Pramod Bhuti Maharaj said that a person who is designated by the Guru to perform his samadhi, he is the successor. Is that true? So Gurudev says, it's not necessarily true, but Srila Swami.
What true?
Is it true that when the Guru tells the disciple that you put me in samadhi, it means that disciple is the successor? So Gurudev says, it's not necessarily true, but Swamiji told me to give him samadhi, and I did it. He had so much faith in me. I'm not his Uttara Adhikari, that means successor.
Inheritance, successor.
Actually, I am. Those who, first he says I'm not, then he says actually I am.
Due to humility told I am not.
Right.
Yes.
Those who are falling down are his successors outwardly, but spiritually and transcendentally I am his successor.
Yes.
Is that all right to you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Let me just see for a moment if there's anything else. This is a small one. My god sister is asking him, what is the evidence that Lord Chaitanya discovered Parakiya Rasa, and that's what defines the Gaudiya Sampradaya? So he's quoting the verse from Bhagavatam, Apisutam Vaya. Is that when in chapter 29? When
Patisutam Naya Bhakti Bandhavan.
Yes.
Apivilangati Antasutam in Rasa Panchadhai.
Where?
Maybe 31st, chapter 31st.
31st is Gopi Geet.
Yes.
Not there.
This is Gopi Geet slope.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I couldn't find it there. Okay. We'll just do one or so more. So is it okay to talk about, we're submitting this, say, to VNN, which has maybe 2,000 people a day looking at it. Is it okay that Gurudev is telling the story of Ananta Vasudev from his point of view, which is obviously the right point of view? Is it okay to put that on VNN?
No problem.
That's all. Thank you. Go for a minute.
Welcome. Like a book?
Because I have so many tapes of my questions to you when I was first meeting you. And no, I've already asked you, and they're all on tape, so I could add that to the book, how you help me. But do you think it'll be helpful to people in general? My objective would be that the people who would read the book, who are already interested in our Srila Prabhupada, would come to you, seeing how I progress to you. Do you think it'll be beneficial or just a waste of time?
And other questions.
Well, many people have suggested that I do it, and that's why I'm working on it. But you know Krishna's desire and Radhika's desire. Well, if I saw it, I would think...
Verify your Gurudev. I will be happy.
Okay, so that means my Shiksha and Diksha Gurudev. Okay.
Especially if you are verifying your Gurudev, I will be very much.
Okay.
More than myself.
But Gurudev is one, so there's no question of more or less.
Very quickly. She wants to know if you will give the blessing. She wants to come on the tour in America, in England, and Holland, and she wants the blessing.
You can.
I want
only
you.
Problem, you can come.
I need every instruction to make very, very quickly money, and make visa. Because I'm from Russia, very difficult to get visa.
You are from Russia?
Yes.
Maharaji, मेरी तबीयत अच्छी कर दो
क्या क्या है Chaitanya Bhagavan, and some bodies are not talking to him. So then he becomes angry, and then he's kicking them. Then in the song Ashoda Paramananda, Moshana Das Thakur, he's saying that Nityananda Prabhu never gets angry. So these two things are conflicting.
When he becomes angry?
When the Buddhist.
Buddhist?
Yeah, some Buddhist. The group of them, they would not speak to him, they were ignoring him. So he became angry and kicked them in the head.
If anyone is telling something against the Bhakti, Salman and Bhakta, then we should be angry to him. And if you are not angry, then Bhakti will be sufficient. So Nityanandi is himself Krishna, Baladeva Prabhu, and Guru. So when he heard the bodies against Bhakti, then he became furious. Like Hanuman is a very humble and high class of Krishna. But when Raman stole away Sita, then what he did? He burnt whole Lanka and killed so many. So this is okay.